Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, real quick. I wanted everyone to check this out because we were talking about the Clippers before we went to break, right? And I'm looking at...
For those that were wondering why, we're just talking about bad basketball.
The NBA hour coming up soon with this... With the summer,
oh boy, are we close. In fact, it might start tomorrow. You lose to Memphis. Might start tomorrow.
Look, I understand. I'm not going to stand in the way of that.
Sometimes I get... I just get frustrated feeling like I'm missing good basketball games.
Yeah, we just...
You see Dallas and...
New York.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
The Blazers and Bulls game was a good game.
The Blazers, maybe the Bulls aren't quite as good as I thought, but like they're a fun basketball team to watch.
Yeah, Kobe White's returned now too. Mm-hmm. He's back in the fold.
It's your boy.
That is my boy.
He just came back playing like 30 minutes a night.
It's nothing.
Just I'm back.
It's Michael Jordan. I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
The Clippers don't own their own first round pick until 2030. They only have two picks in general over the next 1, 2, 3, 4 seasons. It's a least favorable situation, like a pick swap somewhere with like Denver and OKC or something like that. And then I take this back. In 2029, they have a pick swap with the Sixers, but it looks, if I'm reading this right, it's top three protected.
What year is that?
2029. So if it's in the top three in 2029, they keep it. If not, the Sixers get the right to swap with it. They got no second rounders until 2031.
What did they dump their second rounders on, James?
I guess.
Was it Harden? How did they lose all these picks? I mean, I know they lost a lot of them to Oklahoma City. As you're looking at that, I wrote 76ers down too because I want to make sure we revisit them real quick. But with the Clippers, did you find it? You look perplexed.
I mean, it's just confusing. Like Utah has it.
Are you on that one weird website where it gives you like every single detail? Yeah, that is an impossible website to read.
They did a better job of like color coding the actual number of picks. Now that's easy to read. But they give you the detail of like where it came from, and there's just a lot. The Clippers just did a lot. Utah has their second rounder. Charlotte has their second. Detroit.
Charlotte.
Dog.
What kind of business were you doing with Charlotte?
I don't know.
Utah?
Yeah.
What exactly?
San Antonio's got one. Detroit has got their hands in there somewhere.
So we talk about cap space and guys coming off the books in 2027, I think you said. Chris Paul was a trade. The original Chris Paul, not this version.
Yeah.
But Lob City.
Yep.
Blake was drafted. Mm-hmm. DeAndre was drafted.
Drafted, yeah.
Re-signed, but drafted. Outside of one, has anyone ever signed there?
Way back in the day, Baron Davis signed there, Elton Brand signed there, and they were big-time free agents at the time. I mean,
that's Donald Sterling era.
Mm-hmm. Since then.
Well, I guess maybe this isn't fair because I think if the trend of this offseason continues.
Kawhi.
That's what I mean. That was the one I was referring to.
Would you give them credit for James? Because he was traded there, but he did re-sign there.
No.
Okay.
Just checking. No. Because I think the team that you're on always has an advantage, and they instigate, and which was the right move for what they wanted to do. They instigated that through a trade.
Yeah.
I guess it's probably not fair to even ask the question because I think we're entering an era, especially if this offseason, meaning this past offseason, the trend that we saw, like we'll have to refer to this as the second apron era or the apron era. Mm-hmm. Like it's going to change the way that free agency is conducted and how money is spent. And maybe it does open up a team with a lot of cap space like the Los Angeles Clippers to be able to sign somebody. Maybe that's partly what Brooklyn's banking on. Like it opens up something for Brooklyn to be able to sign somebody because the Knicks can't.
Right.
Knicks aren't going to be able to sign anyone for years. So if you have aspirations of markets in New York and all of that stuff, you got Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Chris Biederman is here. Let's just roll. Let's bring Chris Biederman in and let's because I'm very confident Chris Biederman is on a tight schedule today as he is live from a 5-star hotel in Memphis. What's up, man?
What's up, guys?
How hyped are you to watch this basketball game tonight?
Man,
I don't see you without a hat very often, and I'm trying to process it.
Yeah, we've gone away from the pomade and the combed hair this year, and we've kind of gone with like the messy powdered look.
There we go.
So I get it. It can be a little jarring. You're not the first person that's mentioned that to me.
As soon as you pop, I was like, Chris isn't wearing a hat. Oh, look at this. All right, Chris Biederman.
Trying to be a little bit more professional when I can, when I have to go
see?
Cover an NBA
look,
game.
Look, he's a married man, and now he's like, oh, we got to switch it up a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, wife's a TV star who's makeup ready at all times, and Biederman's got to step his game up. It's a good look.
Yeah. Good look. I can't just be a slob. Like, she's going on TV. She looks great at all times. I can't be rolling out of bed with a face for radio. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Meanwhile, here I am talking about basketball. Where are you going, honey? I'm going to Memphis to cover the Kings. So back to the original question. How excited are you to cover this basketball team, this basketball game tonight between teams with I believe it is a 7-24 record, 7-23 record.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, look, yeah. From an NBA perspective, it's probably not the best, most exciting game, but I'm also flying around the country on someone else's dime.
There you go.
I think at Memphis, they have the media sits at the scorer's table, so I'll be, a row or two back. Will it be the best basketball game in the association tonight? Probably not. Will I be complaining for my seat? I mean, life's pretty good. So, yeah, from that perspective, like, it's two bad teams. It's two teams in a bad way. But life could be a lot worse.
Is Graceland in Memphis? Is that Elvis's? Is that Memphis,
I believe,
Tennessee?
So.
I think it is.
Yeah, there's an Elvis statue. There's an Elvis statue about two blocks from where I'm at right now. Oh, I don't know if it's the Elvis statue or if there are multiple Elvis statues. I'm not a big Memphis historian, to be honest.
It's very funny. Like, I did go to Graceland. I've been to Memphis once. I went to Graceland. It's very funny because you're just driving down what would be the equivalent of, like, Arden Way. And it's like, hey, there's McDonald's, Jack in the Box. Oh, God, that's the entrance to Graceland. Turn right here. It's right here. You're sidetracked by, like, gosh, I don't know where it is. There's a gas station. There's McDonald's. Like, where is Grace? Oh, it's right here across the street from McDonald's.
I, I will say, so this is probably my fourth or fifth time coming to Memphis, just because I'm lucky for Kings. But this town, I think, leads the country in crazy Lyft or Uber driver stories.
Oh,
like I got picked up from the airport last night, and the Lyft driver just volunteers these crazy stories. Like his first night driving Lyft, he picked up somebody who had a gun, and he thought he was robbing a store, but he wasn't. And then he said he just had the gun for protection. And then his next ride, like a woman's water broke in his back seat. Like it is a unique place, Memphis, Tennessee. And that's not like a far departure from other stories I've heard from Lyft drivers in the past year too.
Okay.
It's a unique place.
Yeah. I mean,
the next rider, her water broke. You go from gun to a birth. That's incredible.
And it was his first day driving.
I would have
and
quit.
Then, and then he goes, yeah, I haven't been back to that neighborhood since. I was like, that's fair.
I very much would have said, well, this was first and last. Grand opening, grand closing.
The people want to go see Graceland and take Uber drivers. I want to see where Glorilla grew up.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. Enjoy that.
Shout out Glow and Brandon Ingram.
You know about me.
Yeah.
Wait, is that a shoot? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they good for
love,
them.
Love.
Good for them.
Court side and everything.
It nothing to do with nothing, but it was slightly poetic to see Pat Bev talk disparagingly about Meg and Clay, only to be arrested like what must have been hours later.
Jesus, that took no time for him to be
like, arrested. Pat Bev, you are a horrible person and the universe is attempting to tell you, please listen. Please
that
listen.
Bad job by him.
Chris, I was pretty, I mean, with especially second night of a back-to-back, first night to champs, wasn't overly excited about last night's game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And part of it was, you know, James and of course your partner Jason Anderson had been able to report that, you know, Keegan Murray is going to make his debut tonight. And I thought we might have a first look at our full complement of players. Of course, we have since learned that is not true, as you noted earlier, and I think the injury report states as such. Domas is out. Do you feel like you can evaluate this team now with Keegan Murray back, even though Domantas Sabonis is out?
I mean, if having Keegan allows them to space the floor a little bit more and get some easier shots and driving lanes, I think that's certainly a positive. The main takeaway for me from, you know, the first 15 games from the season is there's so many guys playing out of position. And not a lot of these dudes are real capable of switching positions. Like DeMar DeRozan's not a power forward, you know, like Russell Westbrook, as admirable as it is for him to, you know, you'd be able to stick him on Giannis or you'd be able to stick him on Lauri Markkanen. He cannot be, you know, a power forward in a regular NBA rotation if you're trying to be successful. And, you know, talk to him a little bit after the Minnesota game last week. And he was just seemed really refreshed just to be playing point guard. That was the first game he was in the starting lineup for Dennis Schroeder. And just to be able to play point guard, his natural position, he just felt way more comfortable. And I think this whole team just looks like they're frustrated because they're all out of position. So getting Keegan back might allow some of these guys to play their more natural position, which should benefit them on the defensive end. Like, look, you pull Domantas Sabonis away from the rim and pick and roll. Not that he's a good rim protector, but you pull him away and then like DeMar DeRozan or Zach LaVine or Malik Monk or someone's your blow man. Like you don't have any secondary defense around the rim. And that's why teams just bludgeon the Kings to death with points in the paint. On top of the fact that they're not a very good perimeter defensive team, like they don't cut off drives. So I think you could evaluate it some if the offense seems a little bit unclogged. If you get more open three-point looks tonight, maybe, you know, somebody closes out hard on Keegan in the corner and he can swing, and then you get a wide-open Zach LaVine three. Like, there are a lot of instances where it just feels like the Kings can never get a quality shot, in part because they don't have spacing. And ideally, with Keegan Murray back, you would think that they would be able to have some of that spacing element back in their offense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That's a good point, Chris. I've talked about these guys, giving up or, tapping out or anything else like that. And all the other scenarios, it's like, you shouldn't be doing that. Like, you should be locked in. You should be playing. You should be getting after it or whatever. And the scenario that you did bring up is something that I didn't think about. And that's a very good point. If I'm playing and I'm asked to be a power forward, that might break me.
Oh,
this is stupid. You know what I'm saying? And
sure.
And I hadn't considered that. I get that. And that's something that they've had to deal with from the start, whether it's DeRozan, whether it's Westbrook. Westbrook will do it, because he gets at it, but he don't want to. I'm not trying to play the four, or Zach LaVine, even at the three. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to be at the two. And, that was a good observation by you. I hadn't thought about that.
Well, so many especially guys last night, DeMar has to go up against Chet Holmgren, right? DeMar came into the league as a shooting guard, and it's not like he's grown in height, right? So for him to play power forward, I get it, in a super small lineup, maybe it'll work, but the Kings aren't even prioritizing offense in that way. They're just playing DeMar at the four because it's what Doug Christie feels like he has to do with Keegan out. So, yeah, it's been I'm curious if they start to, feel a little bit better offensively if you get guys playing their more natural positions.
And to that point, too, I can do that in a pinch, or I can do that in a matchup situation. But you've asked me to do this every night for the first 20 games.
And I think
that could be frustrating.
And I think the only thing that has stopped Russell Westbrook starting at the four is that now he has to be the starting point guard.
That's a good point, too.
It's we can't move Russ to the four again because he has to be our starting point guard.
Yeah.
Well, and like I mentioned, Chet, you got Aaron Gordon, you got Julius Randle, you got Lauri Markkanen. I know they won that game against Utah, but the point is there are a lot of good fours that they've had to go against. And it's just been a big matchup issue for them.
Goodness. Were you one of the people who saw this you thought it would be this bad?
I thought it would be bad. I didn't think it would necessarily be this bad. But when you consider the schedule and you consider they're without Keegan, it definitely makes sense. I went into this season being all right, if you can at least showcase your guys to where they have trade value, then that's ultimately a success. Right, because that's kind of what the Bulls did last year. You remember, as much as Zach LaVine's reputation is not great, around the trade deadline last year, people looked at Zach LaVine this guy is shooting 45% from three at volume. This guy could be actually resurrecting himself. Maybe his contract isn't all that bad. And then he got dealt to the Kings. The end of the season happens. The beginning of this season happens, and now it's back to Zach LaVine is just kind of the empty calories. Big stats, good, bad, big stats, bad team guy. Right. But there was a scenario in my mind where it's all right, maybe you can get Zach LaVine shooting 40%+ from three, which he still is, but at volume, and he puts up big scoring numbers, and a contending team will be hey, we're a scoring guard away from maybe making a run in the playoffs. And maybe Zach LaVine all of a sudden has trade value. It's very clear that that's not the case right now, at least right now. So it's, I think is probably the most difficult part in this, because, these guys don't look like they're going to be part of the long-term picture And in an ideal world, they would be playing at a high level to where you can trade them. Because, like, I know pretty reliably that Scott Perry is not at all interested in attaching draft picks to get off of these contracts. Like, Scott Perry is prioritizing their draft assets. And sure, if there's a player that they can get that would require them trading draft picks, I wouldn't doubt that they'd be open to that. But, you know, as of right now, it seems like you would have to attach a first round pick to get off of Zach LaVine's contract. And there's just there just isn't an appetite for that, it seems like. And I don't blame them for that, like, especially looking at the way the season's going. And, you know, the Kings unprotected pick next year could land in the top five or even be the first overall pick. Right. So, yeah, for me, like, this is worse than what I expected. But now that we're here and we've seen what the schedule is and the fact that they didn't have Keegan, it shouldn't have been all that surprising.
Do you think I always go back to these four guys because I think these are their most movable assets. But Domas, DeMar, Zach, and Malik Monk. Do you think – how many of those guys do you think see the entire season with the Kings?
I would guess Domas and Zach do. I just don't know what their market would be. And again, I don't think the Kings want to attach anything to those guys to ship them out. And I would think a team that maybe needs a scorer off the bench would be interested in DeMar, you know, where you don't have to rely on him defensively to be someone, you know, plays defense at a high level against some of the best wings in the league for 32 minutes a night. If there's a team that could play DeMar 24 to 28 minutes a night and he's, you know, giving you 14 to 18 off the bench and maybe closes a few games out, I could see a team, you know, being interested in that. And I think similar for Malik, and you look at, you know, Minnesota maybe, or a team needing a point guard or just playmaking or somebody to organize the offense. Not that Malik has been an amazing point guard when he's been in that role with the Kings, but I think he's kind of an instant offense microwave type player, and that is still very much there for him. I don't think Malik has fallen off all that much. So yeah, I would say I would guess two of those four guys, if I were just guessing, are gone before the season's over, and then the Kings look to move off the other guys in the offseason if they can, or maybe even next trade deadline.
Yeah, I think the number one thing that I don't think they're attaching any picks to either of those guys. I mean, Domas is an intriguing one because he's under contract longer, but I'm also of the belief you don't have to move Domantas Sabonis, especially if you can move Zach LaVine. And if you can't, well, this is where the 2027 thing comes into play, because it's just like he's going to come off the books at some point anyways. And Chris, as you just noted, as frustrating as those contracts might be today or through this trade deadline, they're going to become significantly more appealing next offseason and into the trade line, because that $48, $50 million, whatever it is for Zach LaVine, that's going to fall off. Whoever acquires him, that's going to fall off their books.
Yeah, exactly. And we've seen teams just looking to dump contracts before. The interesting wrinkle, though, of course, is like in 27, that's when the entire league is preparing for, you know, potentially Giannis hitting free agency or Jokic hitting free agency, and teams will be clearing the deck. So,
you know, let me tell y'all something. Some of y'all hoes don't need to prepare for that. it's very, I get it. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I understand. Some of you just go, you know what? We're not in this conversation. This is not our business.
Sure.
This is sure, not our
but business. Just teams aren't going to be dying to take on money like that.
Sure.
I guess is sort of the point. So we'll see. But yeah, it's they painted themselves in a difficult spot, particularly in this apron era with these contracts. You know, if these were contracts under the previous CBA, then it's like whatever. There are a lot of bloated contracts throughout the league. You can move them, you can do different things. But now that the aprons are so restrictive, teams, particularly good teams, are just not going to be interested in taking on big money for players who aren't worth it.
Do you think Zach LaVine gets benched?
Like taken out of the starting lineup?
Yeah. That's probably a bad way of putting it. Do you think he gets taken out of the starting lineup?
It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me. I think it's been really telling. You know, NBA coaches always say it's not who starts, it's who finishes. And Zach LaVine has played a total of 2 minutes over the last two fourth quarters combined. So I think that to me has been pretty telling. And I'd be, you know, I'm interested to talk to Doug Christie about that tonight, because one of the things he said after Sunday's game in San Antonio was like, yeah, I talked to Zach. Zach's fine. You know, we felt like Malik was making shots and getting to the free throw line. Like, I talked to Zach. We had a good conversation about it. You know, I haven't heard how Zach feels about this, right? And for it to happen two games in a row, you know, I know he's dealt with injury. I know last year there was some personal stuff he was dealing with. But I'm very curious to see what that dynamic is, because, you know, as I said earlier, like, in an ideal world, the Kings are maximizing Zach LaVine's trade value. And if that relationship goes south and you have a scenario where LaVine wants a trade, and we know his agency has no problem using their leverage with the Kings, that severely dampens the Kings' leverage in a trade, right? If Zach LaVine is dying to get out, as opposed to the other scenario where Zach LaVine's averaging 28 a game and shooting 45% from three, he's a lot easier to move when he's playing well than when he's disgruntled. So I think that's it's a potentially tricky situation to navigate. But it wouldn't surprise me if Doug tries lighting a fire under him. And, you know, like, if, and it also wouldn't surprise me if Doug, or if Zach comes out tonight and has a 30-point game against the Grizzlies. A lot of his best games, maybe with the exception of last year when he had that two-game stretch at Detroit and at Cleveland on consecutive wins, were pretty impressive for the Kings late last year. Like, there hasn't really been, like, a Zach LaVine moment, you know? Mm-hmm. There hasn't been, like, hey, guys, get on my back. You know, I'm going to score 17 points here in this fourth quarter, and we're going to win this game. That's just not who Zach LaVine's been throughout his career, and certainly not with Sacramento for the most part. And I'm wondering if at some point if that's coming, or if this is just going to deteriorate and get worse.
Chris, I wanted to ask you one 49ers question before we go. Are the kicking issues back?
Probably.
Were we living the good life for too long? If you're a 49er fan. And now
I don't know if you guys read, I forget when it was, it might have been like a month ago, when Mike Sando of The Athletic wrote about the difference in the kicking game for the 49ers and their opponents. Last year, one of the reasons that the 49ers lost so many games was because just the pure kicking differential, the kicks they missed versus the kicks their opponents made. And then this year, with Eddie Pinheiro coming in and making everything, and then their opponents missing a bunch of kicks. Basically, the difference for the Niners at that point was between being 6-3 and 3-6 was like the kicking game. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious if that's going to be like a real thing going forward now that Matt Gay is in there for however long he's going to be the kicker. Because that, you know, the 49ers were winning on that particular margin. And I don't know if their defense is good enough for them to continue winning on that margin if they start missing kicks.
All right, Chris.
Oh, brother.
Get to work,
sorry,
man.
Sorry to end on that. Yeah. On that super positive note, yeah, guys. But hey, we got Kings Grizz tonight.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Chris Biederman, just all sorts of joyful news from Memphis, Tennessee. Thanks, Chris. We appreciate you as always, my man.
All right. I'll see you guys later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.